Good morning, everyone. Today is December 2nd, 2024. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 478515 through checks number 478682. Warrants 8511 through 8512 for transfers or general entries.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for November 18th, 2024.
Any questions?
I have none.
I move to approve regular session minutes for November 18, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We're down to Aulis Acres and Arney property and casualty renewal proposal. Turn it over to you all this morning. Good morning. How are you?
You're
doing fine, thank you.
I'll let her hand out those proposals. I'll get started. I guess. Thank you, ma'am. Sure.
No, it's pretty light.
Thank you.
It's pretty light.
Well, that's good. We'd be here for a while.
The agenda.
Sure. We've got a lot going on with this renewal. Just to give you some perspective of what's going on in the marketplace. Losses are still piling up from hurricane season this year. There were 18 named storms this year, where 14 is the average year, so it was very active. In the U.S., that results in about $68 billion in damages and losses to the insurance companies. Travelers, our carrier, took $1 billion of that in losses during that storm. Worldwide is about $100 billion when you count the reinsurers and everything. So I know it sounds like a broken record because we talk about that every year with the storms, but this is the fifth or sixth year in a row where there's been at least $100 billion in storm damages that the insurance carriers are paying up. So it's starting to hit their balance sheets. They're continuing to increase rates. So we're seeing that. We're also seeing exposure changes with the county. The county's growing in assets, growing in expenditures and revenues. So that's all contributing factors to premium. But those are not the primary driver of what's driving your account. It's losses. We have in 2022, 23, 24, 123% loss ratio. So that means for every dollar that they take in premium, they're paying out $1.23 in claims. So that's adding to premium, adding to rates. So all of those things kind of factor in together. Auto bill is the number one driver. You guys are having a lot of auto accidents. If you look at the loss ratio just of auto, it's 284% of the auto money. So I did a little kind of analysis of this page right here is your report, kind of your loss, kind of your summary of your losses. And I looked kind of what the insurance industry calls avoidable claims versus unavoidable claims. In 22, there were $981,000 in total auto claims. Of that, 967 were in that avoidable category. So that's 98%. So if we can, and one of those was a big claim that was a chase situation. So that was kind of a one-off deal. But if you look at down the other years, 23, there were $403,000 in total claims. 378,000 of those were in that affordable category. This year was looking pretty good until September. And then, of course, we had the fire, and that hit the auto losses for $753,000. That total claims about going to be close to $1 million this year. I pulled that loss out, and if you hadn't had that, there'd be right around $100,000 in auto losses, of which about 61% would fall that avoidable category. So better, but it's still kind of an issue, and that becomes a red flag for underwriters. It becomes a kind of an area of focus for us to focus on loss control. I look back through some of the training schedules that you guys are on now, and I didn't find a lot driving training. So I think that maybe in 25, that maybe could be an area of focus that we can come alongside and help with some driver training. I know there are some. It maybe just not showing up on some of the schedules. But there seems to be kind of a disconnect when it hits the street level. We're seeing multiple claims for rear-end accidents, drivers hitting fixed objects, poles, trees, fences, things like that. Things that maybe just a little reminder along the way, hey, pay attention, that type of thing, just to kind of help control those losses. Because we can't control the weather in Florida, we can't control the weather in North Carolina, we can't control lumber prices in Missouri, but there are some things that we maybe can control. And it's just a focus issue, maybe. Maybe we just need to kind of bring it back to the forefront of the drivers and say, this is causing some problems, it's causing some increases in premiums, and at that level we could help control some of that stuff, maybe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's just kind of a perspective of where we're at. If you want to get into the numbers, the renewal numbers, it's not pretty.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, absolutely.
When you say affordable.
Yeah.
And I know you've probably given us reports on which departments
that goes to. I don't break it out by department. I just give them mm-hmm. total. I think we could get them by department, probably.
Well, I was thinking then if that's where we need more training and see what the reason is so the superior over them can maybe work with them on that.
Yes, that's a great point.
Because now when you mentioned just backing into something, I don't think that's going to be a huge claim.
Right.
But it's when they're doing other things.
Dollar-wise, it's usually not a big claim. But if there's 15 of them.
Right.
They kind of add up, and what the underwriter thinks in their mind, hey, sooner or later, this is going to be something big. So.
But if we're being negligent on that, then the supervisor could work on that.
Right. I think it's a great point. Mm-hmm. We can get those. From a number standpoint, like I said, it's not pretty. Bottom line's up 33%. About 10% of that is your exposure, your growth in, like I said, in assets, revenues, adding equipment, expenditures are up, that type of thing. The rest of it, the 23%, is due to those outside factors plus your claims history. Auto is, again, the big driver, but they can't, as far as travelers taking any rate, they can't take it all in auto, so they spread it out. So you're seeing property, you're seeing general liability, you're seeing auto increases, you're seeing equipment, all of it, every line is up a little bit. We did take it out and get kind of survey the market. Moperm, they quoted us last year at $994,000. They said this year if they were going to offer a quote, it'd be well over $1 million. So it didn't make sense to put them through the task there. NPR, which is another type of a trust that we use a lot, they declined to quote because of losses. Chubb is a market that we use for property a lot, so we thought maybe we'd pull a property out and save some money, but their starting rate is 25 cents. Travelers is at 19.5, so it didn't make sense to go there either. So Travelers is who we're bringing to the table again. Even though they did have some pretty good increases, they're still the best option for the county. I do feel like if we can get some training in place, maybe with the department heads, even just sit down, kind of brainstorm what they see from their levels we need to work on, and just put together a plan. We can, for 2025, I think we can move that needle a little bit. If we can reduce those claims down, I think that's going to open up other markets, and it's going to help travelers see, hey, you've got a plan in place to control this, then they can start backing off their rate increases.
And this is something your company is willing to come down and help with?
Certainly.
Okay.
Attention to a couple of deductible changes and limit changes that Travelers has made in addition to the rate changes Jeff was talking about. Throughout the proposal, there's a few highlighted sections listing, for instance, on page 5, that deductible change on the property for all of the payroll deductibles has changed from $5,000, which is the red, except the expiring deductible was, to $10,000 this year. So our wind tail deductible has not changed. They've kept that static, but our all other payroll deductible has increased. On page 14, under the general liability section, they have increased the deductible for the law enforcement legal liability as well as the public entity employment practices liability. So those are going to be, for instance, discrimination claims, employee against employer. So those have gone from $5,000 or $10,000 up to $15,000.
That's not anything just for you guys. That's their new minimum.
Across the board.
Okay.
Page 16 is in reference to the auto piece. There's a couple changes here. The first is the combined single limit going from $3 million to $2 million. I will point out that the umbrella does still sit over the top of this, so this is really just an underlying limit change where we've seen Travelers kind of true up on some of these. The other change is the comprehensive and collision deductibles. Last year they did take an increase to that $2,500 deductible. Now they're keeping that $2,500 deductible on anything below $100,000, original cost new. Anything above $100,000 goes to a $5,000 deductible. So those larger units, dump trucks, trash trucks, big pieces of equipment, normally your road and bridge kind of things. Those are the main changes that we've outlined there.
We did get an option for a deductible, wind hail deductible buy down. I know we looked at it last year and you guys didn't want to. And to me, it doesn't really make sense. It's not a good buy for what they're offering to buy it down to. It's just trading dollars. I don't really have anything else. Do you want to go through this premium breakdown line by line? Or
Commission, I think we should be fine. Looks like we got an option.
We do, but it's not a good one.
Right.
And we'd been told by other counties how that someone that they were with, how much they had went up, and they were going to have to look for another insurance.
Yeah.
And
we're hearing that even like the trust, like the MAC trust for work comp is going up too. So there's rates. It's across the board. Just hopefully we see some relief in that soon. I was talking to Don, and I've been doing this 25 years, and this is the worst year. 24 has been the worst year that I've ever seen. Just rate increases, storms, costs to reconstruct. The insurance industry is down since COVID about 85,000 people, workers. So there's not as many underwriters. There's not as many companies that have the capacity to quote if you want to take it out. So that's reducing the amount of marketing we can do. Because if they see a submission come in that has claims history, it goes to the bottom of the sack. So it's kind of limiting what we can do there as well. Anything else we can answer questions?
Do you need anything from us?
Just okay to bind it whenever it comes. It's the end of the year, so we have time.
Don, do you remember? Do we? You just gave us our only option. You gave us the information. So.
To continue service.
We're good with it.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, our next order of business, we have court orders with us.